Hi, and welcome back to the Pole Dance Academy podcast. My name is Maddie Sparkle, and I'm here with Kira Noir and Yevgeny Greshilov, and we have some questions for them. First, we're going to talk a little bit about training and how often they train, how often they stretch, and then we're going to talk about why they love Australia so much and their favorite things to do in Australia. So first, we'll start with Yevgeny. Yevgeny, how often do you train?
Hello, everyone. So I'm practicing, if I have time, I'm trying to practice at least 3-4 times a week. But when I'm traveling, it's not really possible because you don't have access to the studio. When I was working in circus, I used to practice like every day. So now, yes, like 3-4 times. And if it's possible, maybe 2-3 hours per each session.
Wow. So when you train for 3 or 4 hours each session. That's quite a lot, I think. And when you're training, how long do you warm up for, and how often do you stretch? Do you spend like half of the time training stretching, or how long out of the 3 or 4 hours do you spend stretching and warming up?
Okay, for warm up at this moment, I need 30 minutes. To get my proper warm up, and for how often I'm stretching. Well, my warm up actually includes already the stretching session. Maybe not that serious and deep as separate stretching session. I'm trying to stretch when I just have time. It's not necessary to be in the post studio. I can stretch even at home when I'm like watch something with my computer, on just maybe on the beach when it's warm and nice, I can also have a stretching session. I would say also before, when I was in circus school, I was stretching a lot, even like 2 times per day and every day. But that was wrong, so I don't really recommend to stretch more than one time per day. But even anyway, you have to feel your body, how it works for you.
Good advice. And for you, Kira, when you train, how often per week do you train? And when you do a training session, how long is your training session and how long do you warm up for?
Hello, everyone. I'm so glad to be with you today. So about my practice, I don't have any regular schedule, unfortunately, what I really would love to have. Before, I used to practice every day, maybe from 3 to 10 hours, like really a lot. And I'd stretch probably also almost every day. When I started to prepare for my first sport competition, I started to stretch every day, maybe 2 hours. Yeah, but now I can't do it anymore because we travel so much, and normally, as Yevgeny told you, we don't have regular access to the studio. So I practice every day when I can, if I can move. Sometimes I'm just too tired and don't want to do anything at all. But if I can, I think now it's something like 2-4 hours, and I try to take classes from other people because I like when someone kind of kick me, push me, motivate me, so then I can work harder. So then it just depends on which classes I take. But if I just practice by myself, I think I would stretch an hour. I think I would stretch almost every time when I practice. And sometimes it takes just half an hour, just relaxing stretching. Sometimes it's maybe 2 hours if I really enjoy it and I just go deeper. Yeah, but as Yevgeny already told you, you just need to listen to your body. But in the same time, when you listen to your body, make sure that you see the difference between being lazy and really understanding that today is not the good day. So I think this is it.
Okay, so our next question that we have for you is, Were you both so flexible when you started? Because I know Yevgeny has amazing middle splits, and it's not very common for men to have middle splits. So when you first started, were you always flexible, or did it take you some time to be able to do these amazing things?
I never been flexible. I was like a wood. I couldn't do anything. Well, I was really obsessed about middle split in my past. I watched movies, you know, where like Jean-Claude Van Damme was sitting on the middle split between two tracks. No, two tracks. It was later. I was really obsessed, how I said, and I was stretching a lot. Exactly. I focused my stretching session for the middle split to get my middle split, and it took 1 year for me. So 1 year every day stretching, sometimes 2-3 times even per day. I was stretching, and finally, like in 12 months, I got it. Here you go.
And for you, Kira, I actually know the answer to this because I've been watching you for a long time and you have become so flexible now. So tell us about your flexibility when you first started and how it is now.
Oh my God, I was the most inflexible person in the world, at least in the class. Well, honestly, I was one of the most tightest girls in the group. My back couldn't bend at all, like in any single place, and my splits were bent, like I couldn't touch the pole, even, you know, could touch pole with my fingers only, on my hands, not with my hips ever. So first what I did was visiting a doctor. Because every time when I was trying to stretch myself, like to take stretch classes, I'd end up with a really bad pain for like a few weeks or months. So then I visited a doctor, and he told me that my spine like twisted to one side and my hips bones twisted to another side. So every time when I was trying to stretch my legs or my back, because it was twisted to different directions, it was like doing something very bad to my body. So I did the course with this doctor. So he improved my back, like my spine and everything. And since then, everything changed. I could already stretch and not feel like this excruciating pain for months. It's still very painful because my muscles are very tight, so for me it is easier to do something powerful than to do something bendy, so it's just maybe different structure of my muscles. But now I can stretch, and it took me really long time, and if I'm really warm and after good stretching I can do like over splits, and I can do back bends. I can even do needle scale. Oh my God, I can do middle splits. But if I'm cold, I can't do splits even on the floor. I mean, even just like flat split on the floor. So guys, if you think that you're inflexible, it's not the end. You can actually build up your way to be flexible. You just need to find a way, like maybe with a doctor first, to check if everything good, if everything in a place in your body, and then you just need to find an approach which fits you. For me, it's active exercises. This is what I like for my stretching. Hey, good luck with your stretching, guys.
Thank you, Kira. Now let's talk about Australia. What are your favorite things about Australia, and why do you guys keep coming back all the time?
The favorite thing about Australia is always almost every time when we're here, it's winter in Russia and it's cold. And here it's so nice. So we really love to come, to be here and escape from our Russian winter.
And I understand that there's something about the food that you like here. So can you tell us a little bit about your diet and the types of foods that you love in Australia?
Well, we both vegetarian, and I actually recently discovered what I'm also a celiac person, so I don't really eat any flour. So here in Australia, everything is very developed, and you can buy like not only snacks like bars or protein balls, which is gluten free. You can also find some places where you can get a food for celiac people, for gluten free. So it's really convenient. It's a lot of options, which is really good.
Yay, go Australia. And Kira, I know you love mangoes. What else do you love about Australia and all of the amazing foods that we have?
Oh, yes, I love mangoes. But the first thing I love about Australia is, well, not the first, I can't rank it. Okay, just at least without ranking. The most beautiful beaches, especially in Sydney. I love the rocks and the beach together. And the color of the water is amazing. And every time when we come at our winters, you're getting told it's summer here, so it's amazing. Then I really love people here. People are so positive, smiley. They try to help you. And they're so easy. And yeah, like it's very nice. To be here, it's kind of, yeah, easy. And yeah, the food is so amazing here. Oh my god, guys, you were so lucky. The quality of the food, the variety of the food, any options. And but it's really hard for me because I'm also gluten-free, and when I come here, I just keep eating all this gluten-free bread, cakes and stuff, and then I just get fat. So you guys need to stop it. And I just need to eat mangoes and avocados. Yes, Evgeny, avocado on toast.
Yeah.
Yes. Sounds and good. Halloumi, the best of Australia.
And do you have any favorite cafes in Australia that you want to mention?
Oh, well, yes. I really love Depot is the one in North Bondi. Everything there is so amazing. Then it's amazing chain Acai Brothers, where I really love to eat acai bowls. And there is amazing place we found with Evgeny, Whole Green Bakery. Yeah, they have everything gluten-free, like completely gluten-free. They have only gluten-free stuff, so it's completely safe and it's amazing. But basically, almost everywhere you go, you can find the good options, right? Yes, this is our favorite.
Well, we're very glad that you like Australia so much because we get to see you guys all the time. And if you guys want to check out Kira and Yevgeny's schedules, you can see all of the things that they're up to on their Instagrams. So, Yevgeny, what is your Instagram?
My Instagram is my surname and name, Grishilov Evgeny. So it's very hard to type, so I don't really know how to help. Maybe just put it in the Google somehow. It helps, yeah.
And Kira, what's your Instagram?
Oh, my Instagram is so hard. Kira Noir, K-I-R-A-N-O-R-R. E, right? Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, how to spell it? Yeah, Kira Noir, so easy. Yes, guys, if you want to come and see us and train with us, just check out our schedule.
So I'll put the link for both of their Instagram accounts in the notes with this recording, and that way you guys can follow them and follow their journeys through Australia and Russia and the rest of the world. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming to talk to us today, and we can't wait to have another interview with you soon.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, guys.